Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher is founder of History Speaks Today. It's a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths, learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. But as one has said, the problem with history is that we do not learn from history. Bruce Thatcher, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine this morning, and there's a lot of history being ignored these days.
Yeah, kind of amazing. You know, here we are. We want to say that we want to be mindful of history, but that does haunt me when we actually realize that we ignore history, and it just complicates our life. I mean, for you here, to me, you have written probably the best book on immigration that's ever been written. You know, how to avoid its perils and make it work. I mean, the scholarship and research that went into that book, and here you are as the author of said book, and those of us who have read it, you know, it's got to just be frustrating for you as the author, because all these things that you've learned from your scholarship and research, it just seems so academic. And kind of ironic and arrogant as a people we are, especially dealing with something like COVID, that we want to somehow give this incredible amount of place and presence to the science, but yet with something at our border right now and this crisis that exists that you've got for the sake of politics, you have an administration that wants to ignore it and say that it either doesn't exist or whatever does exist, it's all the fault of the previous administration.
Yeah, we hadn't heard a whole lot about the border in the last 6 months or so until just recently. And some think there's a crisis at the southern border. Since the first of the year, the number of migrants trying to get into America has surged down there. This includes individuals, caravans, families, unaccompanied children, and probably a lot higher level of smugglers and bad people we don't want in as well. Mm. The migrant surge, and it's reportedly overwhelmed our facility. I haven't heard that in well over a couple of years.
Exactly.
However, it's not official. Even some may call it a crisis, but the president says there is no crisis, so it's not official. Even Nancy Pelosi disagrees. She says it's a crisis, but it's Trump's fault. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible how we just look at all that stuff and try to twist it and spin it for political advantage.
Right.
So we ask, what has changed? Why do we have a surge now? The number of migrants had declined a lot by the end of next year or so. You know, why has it changed? Well, I think it's pretty simple. You don't have to be a history scientist to say, in simplest terms, the message coming out of our country has changed, and the people around the world listen to that message carefully. They really do. Through 2020, the message was America welcomes immigrants who use legal procedures to come to America, but if you try to bypass our legal systems, you won't be allowed to get in or to stay. And that message was reinforced by actions, which is a lesson, enforcement of the law, border wall construction, deportations, and all that sort of thing. But since last November, the message has changed. Our president has pronounced that the policy is to make things better by reversing Trump policies, in this case, concerning migrants and illegal immigrants, and those wanting to come here without going through our immigration system have seen significant signs of that change. He's pushed for amnesty and the path to citizenship for all in America illegally, and that's not just me guessing what he says, that's what he said. And of course he doesn't say anybody's in America illegally. We, in our political correct terminology, are simply to call them undocumented migrants.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He stopped construction of the border wall. He's reversed all bans on migrant travel to America, bans that were put in place because of COVID, for the most part. He's overturned the third country asylum rule and the requirement that asylum seekers must wait outside the United States until their cases are heard. And the list goes on.
Yeah, I mean, this is such an ignorance, an ignoring of common sense here, Bruce. I mean, you know, we saw what happened under the Obama-Biden administration, how our national security was compromised. Donald Trump comes in, seals up the border, starts doing some things that made sense to many Americans. This is why, I mean, this is the sum and total of the insanity that America is dealing with right now. I mean, in the face of the obvious, we're back into dangerous theoretical territory, this territory of possibility that has never worked. If anything, it's proven just the opposite. We keep getting more illegal, undocumented migrants into the country that we can't even provide for, Bruce. I mean, you know, we've got people that are being jettisoned into the interior of our country that are contagions. They are COVID carriers. And it's like, you know, this administration is shrugging. It's almost on purpose. Somehow, it's I guess it's okay. I mean, and here we are getting upset with Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, for, you know, 15,000 deaths in senior homes. And, you know, meanwhile, we've got our president of the United States subjecting 350 million people to COVID so aimlessly and recklessly?
Well, interesting to bring up the COVID thing, because I noticed this morning I was looking at some of the news reports, and there was the almost obligatory news picture of children behind chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference was from few years back, the difference is now the children are wearing COVID-19 masks. It's almost, it isn't funny, but it the contrast is almost funny. Mm-hmm. I don't think, I can't see any way in which any of the downsides for all of this open border kind of policy are helpful to any Americans. Not new immigrants, not old immigrants, not people who have been here for years. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad for America.
What is this going to do? I mean, to the foundation, to the infrastructure that is already compromised anyway, Bruce. I mean, this seems to be so diabolical. I mean, I don't see anything good that comes out of this. What I see happening is an undermining of anything whatsoever that has to do with, you know, good immigration policy. I mean, it's almost like I don't know why they just they don't be honest about it and just say, hey, we're just going to blow the whole thing up. And the way to blow it all up is just to let it implode on itself by overwhelming the system beyond its capacity. And we're there.
Well, it's interesting you bring that suggestion up, because you know, I've given this a little bit of thought, and this cannot be happening. The politicians in Washington, the people in power, simply cannot be blind to reality. They know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're not dumb people. They're smart people. And if they're smart people, they see what's happening, and they're not doing anything about it. They're specifically abetting it, not doing anything about it. And therefore, I have to assume it's what they want.
Right.
I have to assume it's what they want to have happen. And you suggest that maybe what they want the whole thing to implode on itself, so that they can start over from scratch, so that they can... We already have the president saying we're going to give... 11, he says 11 million. It might be 15 or 20 million.
It's probably closer to 30 million people. I mean, we've been saying 11 million for, what, three decades?
At least, yeah.
So.
And he's saying we're going to give them a path to citizenship. Well, man, I think that's exactly what they want. That's their whole point, because their calculus says these people will become voters and help to keep us in power.
Yep. We're talking with Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks. And he stays with us right after this. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bruce Thatcher continues with us. I guess, Bruce, the aggravating part of all this stuff is the Democrats cannot be up front. They can't. They have such an aversion to the truth. And I'm not talking about, like, your truth or my truth. I mean the truth. This president, it is amazing. I mean, at a point when you question what stage of dementia he might be in, you can't help but question what stage of reality he's in. Because he says that he didn't invite migrants to the U.S. border. He actually told them, when they fact-checked what he said, he told them to surge at the border.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's like, wait a minute, Mr. President, come on, let's be honest about this. I mean, you know, like you and I were talking about, we're sitting there wondering what agenda, what is this all about? I mean, what are we to make of the reality of the policies that they're implementing and the clear, just obvious, ignorance? I say ignorance just in terms of application of the law.
Well, it's a continuation of what I said earlier, is that what's going on, you have to assume that what's going on is what the power structure wants to have going on, because it benefits them. And the point you made about truth, it's just further exemplifies how it doesn't matter what happens. They can say anything they want. The news media carry the party line, most of them do, or no line, which is the same thing, and the huge number of people in this country don't know anything other than what they're told by the major media, and so they don't even know. I think many Americans don't even know what's going on at the border.
I don't think that they can even imagine what's going on, Bruce, in terms of what the trajectory is. You know, like you said, the signs are there. I mean, what's going on? I mean, you've got coyotes. Boy, this is a windfall profit for them. They're getting anywhere from, $1,500 on up to $40,000 per head.
Yeah.
Per head, people coming. Wait a minute. Now, what is all that about? If somebody is willing to pay that kind of money to attack our southern border, to compromise our national security, this is more diabolical than just having some future Democrats come into the country. This is what I think that we're overlooking here, that this is a total, as Barack Obama announced, I mean, it went from a fundamental transformation of our country, whatever that meant, and then you had Schumer talking about, well, you know, they win Georgia, they take over America, and, okay, so this is another brick in the wall here, and now you've got this kind of money being paid out, the cartels heavily involved, even the Mexican government has thrown their hands up and said, hey, look, we surrender, they're not allowing this, and meanwhile, here we are, the supposedly compassionate nation that has opened the gate to all kinds of sex trafficking, mule drug running, and debasement of humanity, and we're welcoming this into a free and brave America. I think we're being sold down the river to even a greater degree. And people who think that somehow, after everything is all said and done, that we're going to end up with some sort of moderate democracy out of this, I think you got to be smoking something that has you delusional, because I think it's much more diabolical than this.
It may be. There's a lot of money going into that whole process. You mentioned how much money many of the migrants, or some of the migrants at least, are paying coyotes to take them across the border and to guide them through the no man's land down there. They don't earn that money where they come from. They're coming here because they don't earn money like that.
Right.
And no bank is lending it to them, so where's it coming from? It's coming from people or organizations or institutions who want them doing what they're doing.
Exactly. And the mainstream media, where are they in reporting on this? George Stephanopoulos, I mean, he has an interview with the President of the United States that sits there, and it's like, but it just makes you wonder what kind of cabal is working against a freedom-loving, constitutional-loving America.
I don't know how many, but there are people in an agreement. I won't call it a conspiracy. It may be, but there are people in power and moneyed people who agree that what should happen in this country is what they're now being successful in having happen. They agree that we should have all these people come in here. And the bottom line of all of that kind of thing is who gains? Somebody gains power, somebody gains money. Those are the two factors that cause these people to come in. It is not Christian charity.
Yes.
I have many good friends who tell me, and quite sincerely, that we have an obligation to be kind and compassionate to people who are seeking help and entry into our country. And on an individual basis, anecdotally, you have a tough time arguing with that when a case is presented and say, look at Joe or Jane or Bill, and look at this horrible thing they're dealing with. But those people are focused on individual situations, and what we're seeing is not people who are focused on the individual concern for the immigrants. We see a system, a mechanism, a cabal almost, who are systematically trying to wreck the immigration control and system of this country.
Exactly.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, we lose compassion when we're ineffective in fulfilling our responsibility to bring people into the country and give them a fair shot at it. Not to mention all the other immigrants who came in legally, came through the front door, they followed the law. They're protected by the law. In this particular case, I mean, you know, those that they want to cite and say, well, what about their stories? Well, these are, as you say, rightfully so, they're individual stories. But when you have 24,000, for example, that have stormed the Texas border alone, I mean, those are a lot of stories here, and there's so much in there that we don't even understand. And then we're going to release them into the interior of our country. They know that they're not going to come back. They're not going to go to their hearing. They now enter into the world of illegality, and now it's just, you know, local street justice, whatever that means, and the people that suffer worse on that are these local communities they go to, because last time I checked, these immigrants, they don't go into Nancy Pelosi's zip code or Chuck Schumer's zip code. They go into these other, you know, minority areas because that's what they're more familiar with, and they're tormenting the holy what have you out of these local communities. And they're going, hey, thank you very much, man. We appreciate the help here. What are you doing to us?
They're overwhelming the infrastructure of a lot of those communities, too, the social infrastructures, the schools.
Sure.
And in Texas, we're probably more sensitive to the border than a lot of the country because we hear about it and see about it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe there's a lot of the country that, with the lack of news coverage on it, really don't even understand that anything's going on at the border. But it's real, and it matters a lot for America, because in addition to all of these stresses it puts on the economy and the stresses it puts on social services and education, it also sends another message throughout the world. It weakens American credibility. The world can see that if we won't even secure our own borders or enforce our own border and immigration laws, and then the question comes up, what else may we not enforce or push back on? It invites trouble.
Yes. Well, you know, here we are, the supposed Christian nation, you know, the light into a dark world, and we're a bunch of hypocrites, Bruce. I mean, just as you pointed out earlier, and we're being challenged by the national community to say, okay, what do you guys really believe in? I mean, we know you guys are corrupt anyway. I mean, you talk about our third world countries, how corrupt we are. Well, we see the kind of corruption that's been running rampant in your government. I mean, all this is coming to a head and for a particular reason, and it just really cannot hold mustard. And so, you know, they feel justified in breaking our laws and coming in here. And again, it's all serving, I think, a deeper purpose to undermine, you know, the Christian foundational principles of our country and our U.S. Constitution.
Well, it's certainly not, as you mentioned, my book, Immigration, mm-hmm. the subtitle is How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Maybe for some people this is making it work, but this is absolutely violating every rule in the book about how to have a successful immigration program, unless, of course, the success you want is total chaos.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe that's the follow-up to the book, is how to have a not-so-successful immigration program, right?
Yeah, how to use immigration for non-immigration purposes.
Right, exactly. That makes it lose-lose and ends up injuring the immigrants more than it was ever, you know, conceived possible, because that's what's happening. I mean, with the kind of things that are going on with sex trafficking and all these, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, who was crying at the border before, I don't see her crying these days. I don't see her lamenting one thing whatsoever with this mass migration that's coming to our border. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks Today. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
You bet.